Upon leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading this morning has to be one of the more depressing readings that we ever hear at a Sunday liturgy. For we heard Job lamenting how his life on earth seemed to be all drudgery, how he was enduring months of misery, troubled nights that seemed to drag on and on, days that come to an end without hope. He worries that he shall never see happiness again. Kind of depressing. But yet at the same time, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I can relate to Job's story. And these last few weeks in particular have been a challenge. It seems sickness and death have been all too common. Problems within my business have caused financial worries and brought on a sharp temper and sleepless nights. Friends and family dealing with job loss, cancer, and strokes have at times left me searching for that healing and happiness. And then we throw in the events of the world around us. Even right here locally, just a short drive from us here in Western Kentucky, a distraught 15-year-old child brought a gun to school and took the lives of two other children, wounded many more. And just down the road from right here, one of our local high school seniors has been arrested and charged with abusing up to 17 young girls. Families torn apart. So much pain and injury. So yes, at times I can understand why Job laments and says, "Woe is me." Sometimes it does seem that we are surrounded and defeated by sickness, sadness, and misery. And it's not always for us to find happiness, hope, and healing. This morning I'd like to tell you about a man named Vincencio Riva. Vincencio is a 57-year-old man from a little town in northern Italy. When my story is over, you may remember hearing about him. He suffers from a non-infectious genetic disease. This disease has left him completely covered from head to toe with ugly growths, swellings, and open bloody sores. Because of his unsightly condition, Vincencio has been pushed to hide in the shadows of society. And the way people react to him has caused him to very rarely go out in public. But in November of 2013, he traveled with members of his family to Rome, and they were lucky enough to attend a papal audience. After the Pope spoke, he went down to greet the pilgrims. He saw Vincencio and immediately moved towards him. Pope Francis embraced and kissed the sores on the poor man's face. Pictures were taken and published all over the world. Vincencio, the outcast, was suddenly a celebrity. But more than that, his value and dignity had been affirmed by the healing love offered by Jesus through the holy hands of Pope Francis. Vincencio would later have this to say about his encounter with the Pope. He says, "He helped me up and embraced me. It was paradise. I felt only love." Brothers and sisters, the love of Jesus heals. In our gospel today, one of the Lord's new disciples, Simon Peter, had sickness in his family. His mother-in-law was suffering from a fever. Now, fever might not seem like much to us in these days, but in those times, any infection could bring death. Jesus reached out to her, helped her up, and the fever left her. The love of Jesus heals. Our scripture today reminds us that as we struggle with the many problems of life, we need to simply let Jesus help us up and let Him love us. He sees us as daughters and sons of God. He sees us as temples of the Holy Spirit. And when our hearts are open, the love of Jesus heals. Our world suffers because so many choose death over life. So many choose to push God aside in favor of the material world. But Jesus' heart goes out to all of us. After all, what sins or afflictions do we have that Jesus cannot heal? Pope Francis reminds us that God will never run out of mercy. It is we who shut off His mercy from our lives. We have to be open to let the love of Jesus heal us. When physical and mental problems develop today in our world, we often look to the expertise of professionals. All those in the medical field spend many years learning their professions and a great amount of time after them developing their skills. But yet we often take them for granted. We need to remember they are not just medical people. They are also the healing hands of Christ. For through them, the love of Jesus heals. But even the best doctors are limited in what they can do. I have a friend who adopted a child with autism a couple of years ago. What a wonderful, loving woman she is. But just a couple months ago, the same child was diagnosed with leukemia. She spends countless hours sitting in the hospital by his bedside. Nothing in life could be much worse. Her child may be dying. Of course, she's praying for a cure. But through it all, she trusts in Jesus, for she is a woman of great faith and knows that no matter what happens, her child will always be in His hands. Even in the midst of such overwhelming sadness and suffering, the love of Jesus heals. Many among us have also been sick. We may have wondered if our time has come, whether this ailment or disease will take us now or maybe later. The human part of us can indeed be, I'm very afraid. But our spiritual heart reminds us that the one who sweat blood in the garden has his own death approached, new fear, and he knows how we feel. We must trust in him and let the love of Jesus heal. Some may receive physical healing quickly. Others receive healing in stages. Some may actually receive a true miracle. But all of us who are open to the love of Jesus can be healed. All can come to trust in God. All can receive spiritual healing as they struggle to unite their pain to the cross. We who carry Jesus within us carry the one who heals. If we believe in him, if we trust in him, then we can refuse to join Job's cry of despair. For we are not alone. Jesus can protect us from the doubts and despair that plague Job. He is there to give us the courage to walk with him, regardless of what life throws at us. In some ways, we are all like Vinicio Riva. We may not have his external sores, but we all have wounds. We all have scars. We all have fears. Jesus sees them all, and he does not turn away. Jesus wants to help you up. Jesus wants to love you. Jesus wants to heal you. He wants all of us to know happiness, contentment, and peace. I pray we can all open our hearts to His great love and truly be healed.